This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Z Live off the record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, NACAC Athletics, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
Rail strength means taking care of your health. This man's health month. Visit Dr. Split Primary Care and a life-saving specialist visit. Schedule your screening today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want at some point to call us on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. In this first segment of the show, we have a very important discussion with Dr. Frederick Smith, Doctors Hospital, to talk to us, in particular men and the people who love the men, about our health. Dr. Smith, you know, one of the things I think about is that us men have both a blessing and a curse. You know, when you come into your adulthood, you have all this strength, all this energy, and you kind of feel the sense of empty, and you know, you don't think about check yourself out and make sure okay until something goes wrong. And then we have all these organs in our bodies, and there are some we pay more than others, and one of them we are going to talk about today. We don't pay as much attention to it as we need to, but when it goes bad, it really causes a problem. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much for having me, Chivago. And I want to guess that organ that you're talking about is something that has up here, and it's called kidneys?
Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, indeed. I mean, you think about it, right? We talk about the heart, we talk about the brain, we talk about lungs, et cetera. And yes, we talk about kidneys from time to time. It's really, it doesn't feature heavily, but then you hear about all these people who have to do dialysis or something of that nature, and it all boils down to that those organs going wrong, right?
Absolutely. And it's so interesting. So I just took a tour today, Doctors Hospital Health Services, and we were looking at our facilities that we can offer dialysis. You're thinking, and you're counting the facilities that we can do, because we have Doctors Hospital proper now. We have inpatient, we have outpatients. We have a dialysis center in Freeport, Grand Bahama, 8 Mile Rock. We have a dialysis or places that other places we could dialyze in Nassau. When we were doing during COVID in the west off of Blake Road, there's another center that should be up and running shortly in Harbor Bay area. And you sit down and think about it, and you'd be like, it's like we're preparing for an epidemic or something, where we're preparing to dialyze or the potential to be able to dialyze so many people.
But don't you already have, right now, as far as I can tell, a significant number of people who need dialysis and who find themselves waiting on their turn to have dialysis?
So truthfully, there is a very large population in the Bahamas, and I think that we have done just what, and I guess everybody has heard me give this talk before, here is this, we follow what every other country has almost done. There's a big population of hypertensive diabetics and other illnesses that cause kidney failure, and either one, because we've not taken good care of ourselves and those comorbidities, those, or we've taken such good care of it that over time they're still just going to have other organ failures. We have a very large population of dialysis patients, whether that's in the public sector or in the private sector.
Is it in your experience that more men end up on dialysis than women, or is it equal? What is your experience?
So I think that that experience varies according to the group of patients that you're taking care of. Mm-hmm. So if I put on two different hats, I think in our public sector, we probably may have more females than males. Mm-hmm. Again, it differs between age groups. In mm-hmm. the private sector, the unit that I'm associated with Doctors Hospital, I think we definitely there have more males than females in our outpatient cohort.
Mm-hmm. We're focusing on men's health in these segments, and necessarily so, because I can't tell you, I don't know if I was diagnosed with prostate cancer last year, had a prostatectomy this year, and it has to me, doc, the many men I speak to, doesn't matter their educational background, does not matter their socioeconomic level, who tell me they don't know the last time they've been to a doctor for a checkup.
Well, I think they don't even know the first time for some of us, much less the last time.
It's true.
For whatever reason, it has not become societal norms for men to go to the doctor. And definitely when we hit that magic age of 40, where they say that we have to do that exam that nobody likes to have done, everybody runs away from having a prostate exam. We've allowed societal norms, or the way we think about the way the exam is done, to put us in a place where we are not getting proper follow-up or proper early, what would they call it, surveillance, so to speak, or looking for signs of disease before it happens and before it becomes a bigger burden, so to speak.
But interestingly for me, I tell you, I heard a doctor give a presentation and said, when you turn 40, you want to begin having annual physicals. And it was that, following that guideline, that helped me early detect my issues, right? And so fortunately, it worked out. But during my physical exams, our prostate examination and results was not the biggest thing on my mind. You know what it was? It was whether I had kidney or liver failure.
Sound like you were doing some things that may have pushed towards those things.
If my readings about those failures outside of the heart was like things that concerned me a lot.
Understood. And truthfully, we're requested to segue down the road of kidney disease or kidney health, the truth is, I know that there's kidney dysfunction until you go to the doctor and you have your labs done, or you have the urine tested to see that there's protein in the urine or blood in the urine, or you've gotten what they call the blood urine nitrogen or the creatinine done and seen that those numbers are up. So it is important to go and see the physicians. And plug for primary care here, a lot of people don't go to a nephrologist for their annual visits, but there is primary care. And Doctors Hospital has primary care on scene at Centerville Medical Plaza. There's a group of teams there headed by Dr. Warner Rogers. And there's a whole listing. And if you want to do it in the public sector, the private sector, we should avail ourselves to our primary care physicians.
And if you're a man, if you're a man out there listening and you think what do I need to do to attend to the care of my kidney, to know what the status of my kidneys are, what should I do?
I think that's again, there are some symptoms or some of the things that you would see yourself, i.e. sometimes there's, and it can go from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, if we use a typical phrase. You can have change in your hair, you can have change in your skin color, Sometimes you can have a different taste in your mouth. Sometimes the skin starts to look a little ashy. Sometimes the urine becomes a little bubbly. Sometimes you start to lose weight. So there are numerous things that can happen.
Right.
But I think that the crux of it is, until you go into your healthcare professional and you get that blood test done and you get that urine test done, you may not know what is causing the issues that you're having.
Okay. And in a proactive way, then, as a part of our physicals, we should be ensuring that we're doing it and not have you to check for kidney health.
Absolutely. So in what we call in the metabolic profile, or some places call it the SMA 25, or some people call it a renal profile, different names for it. But what that lab, what that test does is, once they've drawn the blood, it tests for basic things, i.e. the kidney function, which will be the thing we call creatinine, the thing they call blood urea nitrogen. We'd look at the potassium. We'd look at the carbon dioxide, or that acid balance. And then we look at urine. So that's the basic test. And then from there, then we may also go ahead to do an ultrasound of the kidneys. Ultrasound of the kidneys is going to be going to one of the diagnostic centers and having an ultrasound done.
I remember doing one when going to do an MRI. They tested for kidney health too, right?
Yeah, and that's for a little different reason. And the reason why we do that is, some of the things that we use during those tests, what we call contrast. So some of the use, so that we can see what is going on a little better. Again, contrast is cleared by the kidney. So we want to make sure that the kidney is functioning properly before we give it, so we know if we need to pre-treat by giving you a little bit more fluids, or giving you some other medication, or saying, well, maybe this is a risk because it can cause your kidneys to tip over into failure.
We have a caller on the line, Dr. Smith. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Great show as usual, Mr. Lang, and your guest.
Thank you.
Yeah, just a quick question, right? How the doctor feel about the large consumption we do on a daily basis of all these processed foods and all these chickens and everything we keep on eating, right? Because I think that a country's health is its wealth. And the way we eat in the Bahamas is just... The thing is, right, how come no doctors believe in bush medicine? I've never seen a doctor yet that would prescribe Cersei, and which is bush medicine, have like no side effects. And all these other medications that doctors give you have all type of terrible side effects.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call. Doc?
So which one? You want me to get me in trouble first, or you want me to give you the easy answer first?
You are my expert guest. I want you to help us.
Okay. So I'll take a bite at that bush medicine first. So I will say, with bush medicine, truthfully, it is not the medication that we are typically trained in. But of course, there are lots of us that go and look up bush medicine, or some of the typical things that we use as bush medicine. I will argue a little against our caller's statement that there are no side effects to bush medicine, because I should let you take this one then. That can actually cause liver disease. There's some bush medicine that can cause kidney disease. There's some bush medicine that actually cause blood clots. So what I would say is, I wouldn't prescribe bush medicine. However, I would tell you, if you're going to call fever grass bush medicine, I love a good cup of fever grass tea. So I'm not going to drink it all the time. I'm going to do it in moderation, just the way I would do a Coke soda. I shouldn't be advocating Coke sodas. However, just like I do everything else, I'm going to do it in moderation.
Right.
So that's my answer to that one. And the first question slipped my mind just now.
Yeah, the eating, the way we eat, Doc, or the way we eat, Doc. Or the way we eat, Doc.
the way we eat. And I guess I'm running from that because my BMI, my body mass index, may probably be above what it should be. But let's tackle that. So I don't think that chicken in its own is a bad thing. People talk about don't eat red meat, don't eat fish. Some people say don't eat vegetarian diet. I'm not so sure that I'm going to say total abstinence from anything is the right way of doing it, but it's the way that we do it. So what I would say to the caller is we have a very high seasoned diet. We use lots of salt. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to call names of seasonings because I don't want to get anybody proprietary rights. But let's say this. We use a lot of complete seasoning. Mm. We use a lot of Maggi. And then we put those things in combination. And the reason why I'm calling those out is that depending on how much of it that we use, they have high salt contents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not the chicken itself, but it's how we prepare the chicken in terms of seasoning. And mm-hmm. then maybe it's also how we prepare the chicken. We love fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should be broiling the chicken mm-hmm. or baking the chicken, even air frying the chicken, but mm-hmm. ways that are going to be less cholesterol laden or less additive of fats to it. So I think it's more about how we're preparing and what our typical diet is as opposed to exactly what we're eating.
And that combined with the lifestyle we have in terms of sedentary lifestyle or, you know, more active lifestyle, because sometimes there's some counter to some of the ways we're eating because we could use about that too much calorie intake by being more active. Or, you know, if you're sweating a lot, maybe you get rid of some of that sodium in your system and stuff like that too. That it, the combination of things is creating a problem for us.
And you talk about the diet, or Carla talked about the diet. So basically they say weight gain or weight loss is a negative balance between calories taken in and calories expended, right? So if I eat 3,000 calories and I do 500 calories of exercise, then if that's above what my metabolic demands is, it means that I'm probably going to gain weight rather than lose weight. So what we need to do is fair balance.
And absolutely. And also I've been reading that, you know, sometimes a calorie isn't a calorie, that if you have, for instance, if you eat sugar that is in a fruit, yes, it's still sugar, but it's also coming with the fiber, and the way the body deals with that is different than when you're eating sugar out of a soda can.
All things are not equal.
Exactly. Okay. And so we need to be careful with all of that stuff. The thing is, Doc, though, as men trying to gain control of our health, you know, habits have kicked in over many, many years. And, you know, those habits eventually can produce results that land us before you with a diagnosis of something wrong. And then eventually, maybe some people may end up on dialysis or medications or what have you. I can tell you one thing I was told by a nutritionist. If you can do anything on this planet, avoid needing to have dialysis. That's what a nutritionist said to me. But trying to gain control of our health requires us to begin where?
So even before we go there, let's talk about a nutritionist. And I love nutritionists, eh? Nutritionists mm-hmm. do wonders for us. I think that almost all of my patients end up with a dietary consult for one reason or the other. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm going to do is I can put in a little, I do agree that if you could avoid dialysis, avoid dialysis, but that's not avoiding dialysis at the peril of your health.
Mm. To put it in context, I think what she was saying is, please take care of yourself so you don't have to do dialysis. Not that if you have to do it, you don't do it.
I love it. Agreed. We're all in agreement.
Yeah. That was the point she was making, because she was just talking about the experience of it, and that if you can avoid it, then you can avoid that, having to do that.
Sure.
Yeah. And so again, taking control for men starts where? And what do you recommend?
So I think that taking control of your health, whether it's a male, female, or anybody, starts with lifestyle changes. And that's the thing that we always talk about. Lifestyle changes being control what you eat, increase your activity level, exercise with your activity level. I think that that is the beginning of it. I think the second thing about it is if we should start to have our physicals as they are scheduled by our primary care physician, because that'll tell us what we need to monitor. And three, I think that we should follow the advice, not just continue to do what we want to do. So a lot of us say, okay, yeah, they say that we should stop drinking or slow down on drinking, but yeah, I get out this weekend and I have a few. Mm-hmm. And a Bahamian few might be a little different from a few other places. Because we do long pours and not short pours when we start talking about alcohol. So there's even a volume that they say is reasonable for a male to drink within a week or within a day in terms of the units of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I think that's a primary thing that's, or some of the things we can do to change the outlook on our health. And I guess even a little bit more than that, men's health and kidney. So I want to go down a particular rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. So we all think about kidney failure and kidney health to do with just swelling of the feet or swelling of the face, looking puffy, needing to go on dialysis. But one of the other things that I want to throw out there, and I guess this may get more attention from us as males as not, is kidney failure also affects our hormonal balances. So that number one thing in our life that we want to work from now, from we are born until we die, if we're not careful, we lose that function as well. So there's that link between whether it's directly kidney failure or the diseases that are associated with it, or treatment thereof, there's a high incidence of impotence in our population. Mm. If with that, i.e. men with kidney disease.
Now we are told every day we should be drinking 8 glasses of water a day. True or not true? And if so, why so?
So 8 glasses of water, I think that is what that's what has traditionally been taught. They talk about 64 ounces, 8 sixes being 64. They talk about that. But can I tell you, there are actually calculators online that I could tell you that sort of thing. And I don't remember all of the factors that are in it right now. But there are actually calculators that will tell you what you should drink in terms of the amount of water per day. And I think it was the American Society of Nephrology couple of years ago, they have this conference called, well, ASN, American Society of Nephrology, as a conference. And there was one year when it was all about how much water should you drink. So it goes up and down. It goes up and down. And I think it also depends on your medical conditions. So if you have heart failure, then of course, you know, you can't drink as much water as somebody else, because if you can't pee it out, then that's a problem. It backs up, so to speak. It causes swelling of the feet, it causes fluid in the tummy, fluid in the around the lungs, around the heart, if you're not careful. So depending on what your medical condition is, you have to watch out with the amount of water that you drink.
Okay. Well, we'll be all week talking with Dr. Hospital about men's health and various aspects of it. If somebody is interested in reaching out to you or their kidneys or any other issue, what should they do?
So there's Centerville Medical Plaza or Centerville Medical Center. They can call Centerville Medical Plaza. I think 302-4000 is the main number for Doctors Hospital. Then they can call through the operator and ask for Centerville Medical Center and make appointments to see me or one of the nephrologists that are there. If not, there's doctorshosp.com. And if you go on the website, you can access physician profiles there. And I think also there's a medium there that you can book appointments, or it'll definitely give you the contacts there that you can use to make these appointments.
Doc, I got to have you come back and do a full segment with us, man. I have a funny feeling like you have a lot of things you want to share with us, but you don't want them to, you know, you need time to do that.
And if anybody knows, I like to talk about things, Chivago. So Whenever you are ready, it'll be my pleasure.
I'm going to call you, Doc. I am definitely going to call you.
Great. It'll be my pleasure.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Sospita, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking men's health. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussions on yet another topic. Thank you very much, Doc.
A pleasure, and always.
All right, we'll be back after this break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Attention all Dunkin' lovers.
Are you ready to fly away this summer? Dunkin' has an irresistible offer just for you. During the month of June, every purchase of a dozen donuts at Dunkin' enters you for a chance to win big in the Father's Day flyaway. Two lucky winners will jet off on Bahamas Air with round-trip tickets to any Bahamas Air destination. Dads flying on Bahamas Air on Father's Day receive a special Dunkin' treat. Visit Dunkin' today and enter to win in the Father's Day flyaway. The Bahamas flies on Dunkin'.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. The primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctor's Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
It's gonna be a hot summer. Get ready for the NACAC Athletics 3rd Annual New Life Invitational as the race to Paris continues. Join us on Sunday, June 16th at the original Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium as Team Bahamas and over 170 international track and field athletes from over 18 countries compete for another chance to qualify for the Paris Olympics. Gates open at 5 p.m. Races start at 6 p.m. Don't miss the exciting individual races and relays from world champions and Olympians. Watch the epic showdowns between countries from around the world, like Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, the United States, Canada, Liberia, and our very own Team Bahamas as they all battle in one of their last chances to qualify for Paris. Buy your tickets today at NACACParis.com or ed.com. That's the New Life Invitational, Sunday, June 16th. It's gonna be hot. You don't want to miss it.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Come back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, however overcast it might be. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-572. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Tribbles and drabbles. Tribbles and drabbles. That's how we are going to get the finer details of the Bahamas Power and Light deal. Or is it? Dribbles and drabbles. Think about it. It's a big announcement that's been made about reforming the energy sector in the Bahamas, which really is about, in quote, reforming Bahamas Power and Light, former Bahamas Electricity Corporation. Big announcements. Lots of material being distributed to let us know in point form what things are expected. Prime Minister's got ads promoting the effort and promising substantial changes. They won't happen overnight, but they're going to happen, that are happening. And yet, I promise you, this effort is going to be drowned in the details that aren't given, it seems, by the government. Details that, it seems, are going to come from other sources. For instance, the Tribune reports that it can reveal that the government proposes to exchange the distribution and transmission infrastructure of BPL for a 40% stake in a company that will become responsible for that. That should not have been surprising in terms of there being something along those lines. Why? Yesterday, I asked this very fundamental question about the BPL deal. If you're going to outsource transmission and distribution, which is now happens, transmission and distribution of power, electricity, that's a very dangerous thing. It's a very powerful thing, right? If you're going to do that, that to do transmission and distribution requires infrastructure. All those poles, all those lines, all those transistors, and all these things that are involved have to be done. So a company coming into the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that is not now here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, if it's going to transmit and distribute power, well, they either have to develop their own infrastructure, or they use the infrastructure already existing by BPL, right? Or a combination thereof. Because it is inconceivable that infrastructure, which is still usable, maybe not the most efficient, but still usable, is going to be discarded. And so if you discard it, that means that the value that they represent in the corporation called Bahamas Power and Light would become nothing. Right? So I asked the question yesterday, what is to be done? Well, according to the Tribune, we now know that it is going to be transferred to a private company and the government be given 40% shares in that company. Which means privatization of BPL. It's what it means. It's privatization of BPL. You say, but they're not transferring any shares. shares are a piece of paper that says you, the owner, have a stake in the underlying assets of the of those shares. What are the underlying assets of BPL? All them buildings, all of those lines and poles and transistors and generators, etc. It's goodwill, whatever that is you might deem, and all that kind of stuff. Those are the if you take those assets and you move those assets out, the shares of BPL will be worth nothing. If I'm saying if you take all of them out, because now you have to take those assets that and they transfer to another company, so they now become the possession of that company. They're no longer the assets of BPL. So they no longer contribute to the value of BPL. And then you're left with BPL's debt, right? So now you're left with shares that are mostly debt, right? That's how that works. So when you transfer those assets, you're transferring value, right? And so you are private and you're transferring the service that generated revenue for BPL to a third-party private enterprise. And just because you are a owner in it as the government, it doesn't mean that it's not privatized, because the Bahamas government still owns 49%. Every single person in the Bahamas says BTC was privatized. Every single person. Because it was. So if the government owns 40% shares in a company that's privately owned to the tune of 60%, the government can't say, well, it's not privatized. It is privatized. And why did you take up a 40% stake? Because you gave them the assets, certain assets of BPL. To do what? To put into control, to put control of those activities of BPL, to put control of those services of BPL in the hands of a private enterprise, i.e. privatization. BPL is being privatized. And that's reality. And we should, in our country, speak straight talk to our population. They shouldn't be afraid. They shouldn't be alarmed. They should either agree or disagree that is the way. We should speak straight to the population. And this privatization may produce a result for you that you desire. It may. It may get you lower cost of electricity. It may get you more efficient operation of your power sector, more reliability, and produce better results for the economy. But the government in public service, we say that the government delivers directly and indirectly services to the population while maintaining trust, the trust of the population. The two of them go hand in hand. Think about it. A government can get you great services, but it could do it corruptly. It can. Don't tell me you can't deliver positive things to the public and not do it corruptly. You can be corrupt and still get the public good service. That is possible. But when you do that, you undermine the entire integrity of the political system that requires trust. Right? And that's one of the reasons why you hear all across the planet, you hear lots of focus on transparency and accountability, because maintaining trust is essential to maintaining cooperation, which is essential to maintaining cohesion in a society. And it is that cohering in the society that makes it possible for us to achieve the collective outcomes that we seek to achieve, right? So we are privatizing BPL. We still are not yet clear on all the details. We now have one big piece of dribble on it, which is that there seems to be proposed an exchange for some of BPL's assets to a private company for the government to get 40% shares in that. Think about it. A private company, right now today, the government owns all of BPL and all of the underlying assets of BPL. If BPL made a profit, the government would get all of BPL. When the government takes up 40% shares in a company and gives the underlying assets of BPL to that company, and that company makes a profit, the government gets 40% of those shares, those profits. It's privatization. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What's up?
Hey, right here, man. How are you?
You may have a point, you know. Could it be a political science question in relation to what you're talking about, the government just using the smokescreen, privatizing it? Because what's about to happen, the government saw the writing on the wall with this global conflict that's happening now, this war that's inevitable. And Sunday, Saudi Arabia canceled its petrol agreement, 50 years ahead of the United States. The economy of the Bahamas is going on a squirrel, a destruction, and they're not informing the people, or they're scared to inform the people of what's going to happen in the next couple of months, couple of years. The Bahamas are going to struggle, so it's best to let these government assets be in the hands of private management, full family, friends, and lovers corruption. This is possible.
That's a more sophisticated scenario than I am prepared to admit to. All I'm saying is that what is taking place now is a form of privatization. It is privatization of BPL. That's the reality of it. And I think you're right to this extent that the government may be concerned about what the word privatization might mean politically, because unfortunately in this country, there are many people who are gun shy of the notion of privatization. They are. Right. Notwithstanding that it might be the best means to deliver for you some of the results you require, there are some people who are gun shy about it, and the government is gun shy about it, and therefore the government don't want to be associated with no privatization.
But the government may have no other choice to form these
There's always choice, bro. There's always choice. There's no such thing as
choice. Considering what's happening internationally, the conflict.
There's nothing that's happening internationally that's driving what's happening with BPL. Nothing.
From a political science perspective, there's a possibility.
That's always the problem. That's always the problem with conspiracy theories. It always requires you to read between too many lines. What is happening is obvious. There's no lines between which I need to read. That this is a privatization exercise of the government. It's not being driven by any international forces.
Well, okay then. But just one more question before you go. I know you're watching the current affairs and the international diplomacy that's going on. You know we're in trouble, and the people should be informed of what's about to happen economically in this country.
I do not know that we are in trouble, and I do not know that there's any extraordinary economic challenge confronting us beyond what has been out there. Every single day, there are outlier possibilities of extreme and negative events. So there's nothing unusual about that. So there's nothing that I know of in my own observation, understanding of a study that tells me that the Bahamas is in any extraordinary more trouble than any other.
Okay. Keep watching and you'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing about prophecies like that is something can always happen. That's why we always talk about probability. So if something happens, you can't call me back and say, you see what I told you? Because there's always the probability of something happening. Always. And just because it's slim doesn't mean it can't happen. So I repeat what I have said. I see no extraordinary anything out there that's bringing the Bahamas any kind of gloom or doom beyond what is typically the challenge for the Bahamas and might be on probabilities events that could happen. Nothing at all. This says, regarding BPL, I smell skullduggery. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define that. We do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If the Tribune's revelation is correct and the government is exchanging BPL's, some of BPL's underlying assets for the transmission and distribution for 40% shares in a company. A question that arises would be, what is the value being attributed to those assets, and how was that value arrived at? Okay. What is the value of New Providence's electricity grid? And how was that value arrived at? So let me give an example. If the government arrived at the value of that grid at $40 million, right? That's what it arrived at, $40 million. Then the suggestion that company that they are going to be taking a share ownership in is worth $60 million. So the total company be worth $100 million, right? And so for you to say that makes sense, you have to ask yourself, like, what's the $60 million worth of money the company is bringing to match this $40 million worth of grid that you're providing, right? And this grid, I mean, like, who's valuing this grid? When BTC was being privatized, and a top five accounting firm did the valuation. Okay? This wasn't no little small Joe Blow accounting firm. One of five accounting firms in the world did the valuation. It still was questioned, and still to this day being questioned by people. To this day, oh, they only valued that at $200 some million, and they turn around and sell it for $1 billion, even though that's all a lie, a big lie, that's all a big lie. Still, that accounting firm was, that valuation was being questioned. That this whole accounting firm put its integrity on the line by saying, based on our professional expert judgment, this is the value of the of BTC. That wasn't believed. What then is the value of the grid, the Providence electricity grid? And how was that value arrived at, is the question. Who did the valuation? And what valuation did they come up with? It's the question. We don't know. All we know is, and think about this, the valuation of BPL could have been driven downward by all the talk the public officials who own BPL were giving about BPL. Oh, BPL is in dire straits. It needs $1 billion of rescue. It has all this debt. Well, obviously, if you talk about a company that poorly, a person who is looking to invest in it will negotiate downward with you, because you just told them, well, what I'm negotiating with you about is in the pits. What is the value of the grid? First of all, to be simple. Let's say you were today replacing the value of BPL grid in New Providence, replacing all the distribution lines and transmission lines and all that stuff, you're replacing it. What do you think that replacement today would be? See, that's the most basic appraisal cost. Market value appraisers have more movements and so forth. Replacement value is another thing. What's the replacement value of the New Providence grid, you think? 10 million, 15 million, 50 million, 60 million, 100 million? How much money do you think we've invested in the New Providence power grid over these years? What do you think the replacement value of that is? Because if a company wanted to come and get in that business, they would have to produce that infrastructure again. Buy all them poles, buy all that, those lines, no stealing, no whatever that material is they use now. Not cheap. It's Texas, thank you for examining the BPL deal and putting it under the microscope. Listen. To be sure, any proposal to address our energy sector is a big, big proposal. To be sure, that the government is trying to get a handle on it is a fine objective. That the players in it are credible people, as far as I can tell, no discredit to those people. That they are capable people, as far as I can tell. Again, I make this one argument. You're doing something good, you think, but you surround it with controversy, as some people like to say, because there's a failure to deliver on the details, to be transparent in the process. And sometimes when that is happening, you ask the question, are you embarrassed about what you're doing? Are you unsure about what you're doing? Do you not have the confidence about what you're doing that is displayed in your public documents and your public persona? Why be afraid? Why be concerned? Why have someone extract information and detail that you could have given to the public yourself? Before now, you know what concerns me? This is what concerns me. The Prime Minister is obviously putting his own weight behind the public relations on this effort. He is doing ads. They're directing people to the website. They're putting out documentation. So to me, what you're doing is a fait accompli, because you are already stamping the deeds of what you're doing. Well, you're doing that though, but the details aren't out. Isn't that a bit putting the cart before the horse? Right? I don't know how to say this more often. I don't know how to say it, Clara. Get mad with me if you wish. I mean, seriously, get angry if you wish. I keep telling people, I'm 56 years old in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If I have to be afraid in my own country to share my own views and truths and facts and understanding and knowledge, then I might as well not be here. I'm dead serious. I might as well not be in this country. But believe me when I tell you, politicians of the Bahamas, in the FNM PLP, you no longer have the luxury of believing that people in this country will swallow up whatever you put out, so long as it looks pretty, sounds good, appears beneficial. That unfortunately, you are dealing with a society where so many people are so long jaded by the political process that they are suspicious of most actions taken by politicians, and therefore do not give you the benefit of the doubt. and will raise questions. So better you provide details that they then can try to digest than for them to have to speculate about it or have it come out in dribbles and drabs afterward, because then you only worsen the confidence crisis in the country. And us in the long run. And that's a message not to the Davis administration. That's a message to every politician and would-be politician in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is a different world. It is a different world. Even the body of people who once habitated the halls of government, it has expanded. And so you don't have the luxury of people sitting in the dark as to how government operates or should operate. And therefore, what you do can be held in greater scrutiny. And you can try to attribute people's critique or comments to, oh, they just this or they just that and the next thing and so forth. Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. But it doesn't dismiss the fact that doing public business means you're doing it on the public's behalf, and they have a right to know. And it is better to share with them than for them to believe that you are backdooring things that is not in their interest but in yours or somebody else's. For them to believe that, even if it's not true, that's what you don't want to have happen. And then it sullies the whole good and well-intentioned private entities and personalities to be embroiled in unnecessary controversy. This text says, I agree, Z, this would avoid speculation. Of course it would. It's possible. I went through a privatization exercise. I took lots of blows. Licks from some of the people in government today about that privatization exercise. Why? Because they was getting the information, and that still didn't stop them from speculating about who get money on the backside. One fella called this show talking stupidness about who get paid money, $100,000, and all kind of nonsense talk. Even with all them speeches Ingram gave, all the documents released, all the documents tabled, even with a committee that included union representatives to monitor the process, you still had speculation. Well, what do you think is going to happen if you don't come full throated to people with information and details? It's going to cause a problem. Right? It is going to cause a problem. Of course, you know. Anything. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break and pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
D. Do you have uncontrollable debt before a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
To Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. Or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Among the things that are being proposed in this new energy era, is some rate changes that essentially amounts to certain consumers, whether they are commercial or otherwise, subsidizing essentially certain other consumers, whether they are less fortunate private or perhaps even commercial consumers. That's being proposed. And that tells me something, that you are able to make this proposal at this point. It tells me that you have had considerable thinking on this and you have formed policy positions on this. And yet, it is still a matter of negotiations what is being finalized. That's what it seems to be. Unless you tell me there's a signed deal, and would the deal have been signed without a public assigning or something? Would that have happened? So the whole approach now to this begins to beg more questions about, you know, What is what? What is what? See the big prize that seems to be being put out there is you're going to get lower fuel cost, not lower electricity rate. I don't see that being put out there front and center. You know, I hear lower fuel cost. And as somebody texted yesterday and asked, well, how does this company, how does any of these private entities give you lower fuel costs? Is that because they produce fuel, or no, they could have better sourcing than you have or something of that nature. Maybe they're using different energy generation altogether. And so maybe the quantity of fuel that you will require. So there are lots of ways to do it, right? But details are lacking, even though conclusions are clear. This text says, "Hi, Mr. Lang. I'm so glad you're explaining it to the people because I didn't understand it. So, Mr. Lang, the government don't have no say then because the other people owns the majority." Wow. Yeah, of the company that the government would be exchanging BPL's electricity grid in New Providence for 40% shares in that company would be the majority owner of the company for sure. And yes, the government could have a say, but a majority has its way, right? Unless the government signs an agreement with them about certain aspects of the operation of the company that cannot be done without the government say, which is what the Bahamas, what the Ingram administration did with BTC when it signed the agreement with CWC and said, well, you cannot move this function of BTC to another place without the agreement of the government, without the agreement of the government. And that still didn't make no difference to people. Because they said, the people have majority shares. Yeah. And what was their majority? 51 to 49. What is this majority proposed here according to the Tribune? 60-40. This text says, who is going to police this organization? Can we find out how much Sun Oil was made to pay for the Exuma oil spill? Can we get an update on what Sun Oil is doing to resolve the Abaco oil spill? Well, who's going to police the organization? Well, IRCA is going to ultimately police it, but not for the first couple of years. We already know that that's the case. That IRCA will be told, this is the rate we can be charging, and you can't say nothing about it. You know that. This text says, Mr. Lang, true devil is always hidden in the details, but the truth always comes out. But this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that why have it seep out? Listen, man, let me tell you all something. Can I talk some plain talk to you all today, please? I mean, I try to do it most days, but can I plain talk to you today? Governing is not simple. It's not simple. There are many, many facets to it. There are many issues, nuances that you have to take into consideration. So sometimes as you seek to do good for you, the public, sometimes you make decisions that on appearance, may not look good. On appearance, right? It's not that you're doing anything wrong. You just don't believe on appearance it looks good. So let me give you an example. I am privatizing BPL. That don't look good to people who don't like privatizing public corporations, especially things like electricity and telecommunications. That don't look good. So what I try to do is I try to do things in ways that achieves a privatizing end, but don't look like, but don't say it's privatization. That's possible to do. That's how you can get twisted and and tied up in government when you are trying to not tick off your public. But it's better for me to come to you and tell you, listen. You see this company we have here? We have been running this company for decades. And we have done a piss poor job of it. Because now it's heavily indebted. Its infrastructure is degraded, in need of modernization. It has cost considerations that are too much for us now. And we have to do something. And frankly, we, the government, cannot do it. I know we tell you Bahamians could do anything. And I know we try to tell you we could do anything, but it ain't true. That's not true. We cannot do anything. We cannot do everything. We absolutely need some help. And we need some foreign people to help us now. By the way, we're going to get some Bahamian people with those foreign people, but we need some help, some foreign people to help us now. And if we're going to get these foreign people to help us, that means that we are going to have to privatize this operation. Now, shoot privatization you're familiar with, but we are going to privatize some aspects, some significant aspects of this company. And we believe that if we do it this way, we will be able to afford to modernize, to improve, maybe even perhaps to reduce the cost of electricity to yourselves. We certainly are gonna make sure you have more reliable electricity. This is what we're seeking to do. Now, let me tell you who we're doing this with. These Bahamians, yes, you know some of them. Except these Bahamians, but they have built reliable companies to do this. And then these foreigners, we're gonna be doing business with them. We expect to be signing an agreement with them sometime next week. And I'm doing this by way of communication to Parliament so that I can give you the fullest detail on what you, your government, is doing on your behalf in this country today. That's straight talk. Hit me, kick me, disagree with me. I'm talking as the government now. But this is the best I believe we can do. And it may not altogether look good. In fact, some of this might be the way you heard us talk before. But reality is set in. And if you are going to get better, we need to do better. And this is our way of doing just that. I promise you all, if there's one thing I believe in with all my heart, boys, is when you're dealing with the public and the public business, tell it straight. Treat you like a full adult. Let's have that hard conversation. Let's row, let's fuss. But at the end of the day, you and I are not going to walk around saying, why are you holding things back from me? Why are you doing that? Why are you treating me like that? That's how I believe, what I believe. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Very good, sir. Now, I can recall one time when BP was profitable. Remember that, right?
Yeah, in that would have been in 2003. 2002, 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, and even after that, there was very profitable company. Now.
No, I'm not asking you. BPL was profitable up to about 2005. Yeah.
It's profitable. It's a bringing a profit. Now, the minute they go the oil, and let the other people bring in the oil, that's when they start going down here.
That is not true. That is not true.
That's not true.
It is absolutely not true. Let me tell you something, sir. Let me explain something to you. Some of us don't run around guessing about these things. You know, we actually study it. We study these things. BPL's profitability decreased when BPL reduced its rate in 2003 as a promise by the then administration to do so. when it renegotiated terms of its loans with IDB, and when it gave increases in wages to unions, et cetera, and the combination of those things affected BPL's cash flow tremendously, and thereafter it ceased to make a profit.
Okay, but what I'm saying, BPL used to bring in their own oil at one point, and I go in that.
But what I don't want you to do, what I don't do on the show is I don't give people information that doesn't help them understand what happened. And so whatever their oil situation is not relevant. Let me tell you why. Because in the laws of the Bahamas, BPL has a duty to pass on its oil surcharge, its fuel surcharge, absorb that as a loss, ever.
Okay, now you were saying, but there was one person in particular was getting all the profit off from the oil. They was bringing it
that
in.
That is not true. That is not true. Oh, absolutely untrue. Absolutely
untrue. I'm bringing in the oil and I'm charging you for bringing in the oil. Why they can bring in the oil?
Let me tell you what's going to happen. If you are going to insist on continuing with erroneous information, then we have to end our conversation.
Yeah, well, we can end it because I know they were profitable at one point. It's sort of my person bringing in the rest.
We're not disputing that they were profitable. We know that they were profitable, and I gave you the period of time before which they were profitable. And I told you the reason for the profitability declining. I'm not speculating about it. Let's talk facts, right? See, I know how we go in this country sometimes, some of us. We want to jam some people. We want to get some people's name out there. We want to put it on some people. But if that is not the truth, that doesn't help us. Right? A sexy rumor, a fantastic lie, inviting, an enticing error doesn't help us. So I'm not trying to go down that rabbit hole. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Wait, why you look so mashed up? Like,
oh, no, wait, just a hard day. Wait,
hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there,
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50
Ladies Plus One together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and options apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It is an excellent show as always. All they have to do is to be honest. Like you say, it would be much better not to take all of us for granted. A lot of us can think for ourselves. I would love to hear Anton explain this one. He has all the burnout. Now, let me just say, so I am not suggesting that the government is being dishonest, right? But it is clear that we don't have all the details. And what I find challenging about that is, if you're going to get out front there and push this effort, you know, you got nice document. Glossy documents about it, you have nice ads about it, then you think it's a great thing. Well, governance is more than that. Governance is providing the public with a sufficiency of information that they can know not just what business you're doing, but how you're doing that business for them. Okay, and so we want to make sure that is happening as much as is possible. Yes, Brother Dave, I got you. Dave Williams, are you here with us now? We got Brother Dave on the line. You're supposed to hear from Brother Dave. Brother Dave, you know, Brother Dave is always active doing some stuff. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Earlier when you were talking about how the Prime Minister was talking about the sad state of the electrical company, and you said it's like make it seem as if people could probably get it for cheap. But I feel as if the main reason for that was to for public justification, you know, to sell the idea so the public could say, okay, you know, maybe we agree and we see why you need to do this. But just one quick question, Mr. Lang, please. Just for public knowledge and so we could get a better understanding, what year, if you can recall, did BPL change the way it obtained its fuel? Can you let us know that, please?
Which year it changed the way it obtained its fuel? I don't know that BPL ever changed the way it obtains its fuel.
So the process by which it obtains its fuel today is the way it always did it from conception of the corporation?
As far as I'm aware, for decades, its fuel, I mean, it may have changed, but I don't know that yet. But for decades, or for a very long time, it was sourcing its fuel through Shell.
I just wanted to know if you knew the year that they began to use Shell.
No, I don't know. I can't say offhand. No.
Because you just wanted to see if there was any correlation to what the one of the callers was talking about.
There is no correlation. No, none whatsoever.
Oh, but the date would have helped them, Mr. Lang.
But it wouldn't have helped with respect to why BPL ceased to be profitable, because we already know the answer to that.
Yes, a victim of state ownership.
A victim of state ownership?
Yes, sir. I heard you say that before.
I did not say that. Those are your words. Because when it was profitable, the state also owned it.
No, I mean, one time when you were talking about when, like, a text you, and they were talking about the reason was because
man,
the
listen,
high
don't tell me, don't tell me what I said though. Don't tell me what I said. Just say what you want to say. About
yeah, but I'm
what
telling you,
you
that you said that the main reason was that BPS.
Okay, bro. All right.
I can actually get that back and play that for you tomorrow, Mr. Lang, if you want me to.
But listen.
I'm gonna
thank you very much.
I don't want you to stay.
Thank you very much. Is there something else you want to say? No? Okay. All right. So I don't know. David, I don't know if David Williams, we were supposed to try to get David on here to talk about an event that he was having. I don't know if he's listening or what. I know it's been a little bit. But David, if you call us, if you want to do so tomorrow, feel free to do that. And we're happy to help you get that word out. You know, David is always busily trying to get the word out for men. I think this is a Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture Community Crime Forum, engaging the community voice, Friday, June 14th, 2024, 7 p.m. at Evangelistic Center, Blue Hill Road and VC Street. It is an event that will feature Mr. Henry Higgins of the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. The theme, Impact of Fatherhood on Crime. It'll have speakers like Mr. Sidney Roll, Father and Sons of Destiny International, Apostle Randy Hanna of National Neighborhood Watch, and Dr. David Williams, Uplifting Men's Ministry. So David, when you're ready, you give us a shout and we're happy to help you get that word out. All right. Anyways, we'll keep watching. This would be interesting to see how this all plays out in the budget debate, because obviously it's a big issue, and we'll see how much more information is provided during the course of that. If you can get lower fuel cost, if you can get more reliable electricity, if you energy, if you can get that lower cost and reliability and cleaner energy throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, that I imagine would be worth a fair deal to the whole entire country, right? And so why wouldn't every single Bahamian be interested in the same? And so much attention, I have no doubt, would be being paid. There's a reason why the government is being proactive to some degree in trying to promote this effort and so forth, because it doesn't want it to be overcome by negative sentiments, and it wants it to be embraced as a positive move, and that is as it should be. However, if the details come out as dribbles and drabs, and the details don't have fulsome context and information, then that which the government seeks to happen, which is for a positive embrace of the effort to be had, may in fact be otherwise. And so, if it was me, I'm not doing a press conference, just a press conference. I'm, you know, it's the hard details that you want to get out there. Tell that story so that story isn't told anymore. That's a way to do it. Tell the story to end the story. Right? That don't mean people can be happy and delighted about everything, but they sure will respect you, have regard for you, think highly of you for being as fulsome with them as is possible. And that is a requirement of government. You know, covenants. One of these days, I ain't gonna do it today, but one of these days, you can have that conversation. You have that conversation about how ticklish it is. How ticklish it is to be fully transparent. Even us in our private lives, we dread to be fully transparent. You know why? Because we think that if we are honest with you about, with people with about every or many aspects of our lives, fully honest, they won't like what they see. They won't like what they know. They'll change the way they look at us. Same thing is true in government. And that's not because you're saying I did something wrong. You might have done something wrong, but that's also because you might be saying, well, I didn't quite get that right. Right? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a fantastic evening.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.